This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City recently announced a $10 million program to start getting rid of hundreds of homes that are literally rotting in urban neighborhoods. Those houses are not only eyesores, they also attract squatters and crime. The funds would help demolish more than 800 homes on the city's dangerous buildings list, but officials heard from neighborhood leaders almost immediately, as residents said some of those homes should be saved. So the city decided to put 135 of them on the market for a dollar each. While the program seems to have caught fire, KCUR's Laura Ziegler found there are still questions about how it will work.
Dale Fugate is the de facto neighborhood watchman in his McCoy neighborhood, which is just west of 435 and south of Truman Road. He's a burly, gray-bearded man, and today he's taking me on a ride around in his gigantic forest green pickup. He's showing me some of the properties on the city's dollar home list. We get out in front of a two-story home. It obviously was once a very lovely home, a wooden deck with white railing and trim and a red brick foundation. Today, it's frightening. Massive brown vines grip the brick foundation and strangle the railing and doors. Fugate says the previous owner just gave up on the house.
The maintenance issues on the property, there's a big wet weather spring in the bottom, so it would grow up and he couldn't mow into it.
So it's been abandoned for 15 years?
It has been probably abandoned for close to 10.
Looking across this big hole littered with trash where this decaying house sits, Fugate points to a child's bicycle. It's pink, and it's resting against the neighbor's barbed wire fence.
There's four kids that live in that house. There's another three or four that live in that one. There's probably 50 children. I mean, this is not just a dangerous building. This is a hazard.
Is there a limit on the amount? A lot?
No, but you got to have some plan for what you're going to do with
it. Ted Anderson is standing in the middle of a conference room at the Land Bank headquarters on Swope Parkway. The Land Bank is the city's repository for property tax foreclosures, abandoned homes, and vacant lots. About a dozen people are sitting along the walls, listening to Anderson as he explains the Dollar Home program. Some get up to grab a cookie on a table in the middle of the room. Anderson says all along the goal has been to get these properties back on the tax rolls. But having heard from so many residents, city officials now agree with them. It's better if a home is rehabbed and lived in rather than torn down.
Those demolitions cost about $8,500 a piece. So one way we had to kind of save our neighborhood was to make that $8,500 payment to a rehabber as opposed to a demolition contractor. So that's what we're trying to do.
And here's how the program works. Once applicants pass a background check, they have to show the Land Bank they can match the city's $8,500 contribution toward renovating that home. Most of these homes are kind of like the ones we saw in Dale Fugate's neighborhood. They need pretty much everything. Electrical wiring, heating and cooling, floors and roofs. The city says owners should expect to spend up to $40,000 getting these homes up to code. Buyers have 1 year to make the house livable. South Kansas City resident Teresa Smith says she's kind of surprised the price tag is so high.
And I am looking to purchase a couple of dollar homes if I can. Not to live in, but to sell for others to live in.
Smith supports revitalizing neighborhoods, but is looking to make a little bit of money. Officials say they've gotten some 3,500 inquiries for the 135 properties in the program. Smith worries about the competition.
There's a lot of work and there's a lot of cost to fixing it up. And basically, they say it's not, but who has the most money?
Johnny Gilbert, an upbeat 26-year-old with some home building skills, says he can't afford a traditional down payment. The Dollar Home program, he says, just may be his ticket to stop renting, to get that backyard and family dog, or whatever his version of the American dream may look like.
Maybe a green American dream, probably like a garden and some stuff like that. Probably take a wife before a dog, but we'll get there, you know.
Officials say preference will be given to those like Gilbert who plan to live in the home rather than flip them. A list of properties and schedule for touring them is on the website of the Kansas City, Missouri Land Bank. The last day to buy one of the dollar homes is April 1st. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.